Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, one of my favorite feast days every year, December 28th, is the Feast of the Holy Innocents, those little children that were killed for the sake of Christ by King Herod in the area of Bethlehem. But their feast day got bumped this year, because it fell on a Sunday. But we can't skip them. So let's meditate on the significance of the Holy Innocents. Now, Moses was the first great leader of the nation of Israel. And he's really the one who formed the race of the Israelites into a people, into an autonomous community. Before that, the Israelites were just an ethnic group living under Egyptian rule. But there were so many of them that the Egyptians started to get nervous. And they said, hey, this is our country. And these Israelites, they're all over the place. We'd better do something about this or they'll take over. They didn't want the Israelites to take over. They didn't want to lose control. So the Egyptians decreed that when an Israelite boy was born, he should be drowned in the Nile River. That's a pretty extreme move, to slaughter a bunch of babies just so you can maintain control. But it's a move that will be made again and again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Moses was the one who first formed the people of Israel. Christ is the one who founded the church. In Moses' infancy, there was an order to slaughter all the male children. The same thing happened in the infancy of Christ. You remember the story. After King Herod finds out from the wise men that a great king is to be born, he sends out a decree. Every male child under 2 years old in the region of Bethlehem was to be slaughtered. Such a horrible, frightful thing. A return to the hideous butchery of Egypt. And why was it done? For the same reason. The Egyptians didn't want the Israelites to take over, and Herod didn't want any new king to take over. Herod, like the Egyptians, didn't want to give up control. And that meant a lot of babies had to die. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And, of course, that leads us to today. Yes, we've gotten Roe versus Wade overturned, but that's just putting it back into the hands of the states. And what are the states doing, most of them? They're codifying abortion rights. The people of those states, the American people, including a ton of Christians, a ton of self-identified Catholics, they're saying that they want abortion. They want to reserve the right to have their children slaughtered. Why? Why on earth? For the same reason. Because when you have a child, it means the end of you living your life the way you want. It means all your plans have to be perpetually adjusted, revised, and even sacrificed. When you have a child, it means a massive loss of control over your own life. And people just don't want to lose control. Just like the Egyptians didn't. Just like Herod didn't. And they're willing to have their children killed. They want the right to have their children killed so they can stay in control of their own life. It's amazing how we'll do almost anything, actually anything, to try to have control. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
People don't realize it, but when you are trying to keep control, you are actually destroying God's greatest blessings. Think what would have happened if the Egyptians had succeeded in having baby Moses drowned. How would the Israelites have gotten out of Egypt? How would they have made it to the promised land? Who would have given them, and through them, the world, the Ten Commandments, that supreme natural articulation of the path to happiness? Even more horrifying to think of, what if Herod's soldiers had gotten their monstrous hands on the infant Jesus? That baby was the salvation of the world, humanity's only hope, and they were trying to kill him. Kill the one who not only could show us the path to happiness, but give us the grace to reach it. And our own children. What blessings our own children are. They're the hope of the world, the future of the church, and actually the only thing that can make an economy grow. Because with no children, your economy dies. Every child, a unique reflection of God's image, and the like of which has never been before and never will be again. Every child, an adventure that challenges and enlarges the soul like nothing else possibly can. Our children are the only time God's image fuses with our image. Our children are the only thing we can make that we can also take with us to heaven. And we want to destroy this? To destroy them? So we can keep our lives on their petty little schedules? So we can stick to our unimaginative little plans? Heaven help us! Heaven forbid that we throw away God's greatest gifts. Gifts that can save us from the asphyxiating narrowness of our ideas about what life should be. Heaven save us from the urge to stay in control. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ is coming. During Advent, he's an unborn child. And an unborn child represents God's surprising gifts, which always throw all our plans into disarray. They always signify a loss of control. If we are grateful and magnanimous enough to accept them, Christ is the ultimate surprising gift. When you accept him, you're accepting every inconvenient and challenging situation he chooses to throw your way, because you know that those situations represent the most magnificent gifts, the gifts that will lead you to greater joy than you could have ever planned, gifts that will lead you to much greater joy than you could have ever imagined. To prepare for Christ's coming, we have to say, Lord, I thank you in advance for the surprising gifts you have in store for me. I know they'll be challenging and disorienting, but I know that my happiness lies in accepting them. Please, Lord, never let me reject what you have planned for me. out of my perverse desire to remain in control over my own life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I have to tell you that I absolutely hate this pattern that God has developed in my life.
Is it polka dots, or?
No, no. It's that he insists on teaching me whatever I'm trying to teach others.
Oh, you hate your own medicine.
I do. This morning, in my own holy hour, I was thinking about seven big things in my life that I have absolutely no control over. I can't control them. I can't fix them. I can't solve them. And what's even crazier is, the number isn't just seven. It's really everything. So?
What are you going to do about it?
What should we do? What should I do?
Probably take your own advice.
What is my own advice?
You've just read it.
Yeah, what? To surrender the control to God. You know, it really is true that I'm hesitating because it seems cliche.
We hate to be cliche.
That God's plan for our future is so much better than we could ever plan. We know that, right? I mean, if we believe that, then why are we so afraid to give up the control? For things not to, basically for our plan not to work out. Why do we dread and freak out when our plan doesn't work out?
I think we're not used to the transition. Because it means there's a little bit of discomfort in between here and there, and we can't suffer that.
You are 100% right. What is it about that transition that's so, we perceive to be so dangerous?
Because for a moment, you're not going to have what you want. That part's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have such a hard time living in the transition?
Lack of trust.
Yeah.
We're really bad at planning for the future. We're really bad at making a sacrifice now that will turn out well later. I really like that start of that song by Nothing More where he talks about, I planted a seed.
Yes.
And very next day expected a tree. And comes back years later and there it is.
20 years later.
20 years later and there it is. But we really can't accept anything that doesn't benefit us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Children are a really wonderful, wonderful part of life, but there's going to be a lot of really difficult parts. And it's not guaranteed that you're ever going to get anything back from them.
Yeah. But, Teresa, when I look back 30 years, I could have never imagined that we would be sitting here, that I'd be sitting with an amazing daughter and praying the rosary and teaching people around the world the Catholic faith. This is so, I could have never imagined it.
I don't think I could have imagined where I'm at right now 2 years ago.
And I can guarantee that I didn't come up with this plan, God did.
It always feels as if it came out of nowhere, and that's just because we can't predict it.
Yeah.
And that's what's wild to us as people. But all the best things came out of nowhere.
And God constantly is saying to me, Michael, you couldn't have predicted, planned, made that happen then, just like you can't for the next thing I'm going to do for you. So quit trying to do that. It's that transition that's hard.
Just a small investment for a big reward.
Well, thanks for joining me on this adventure. I guess we will just see where God takes us, and we will trust Him. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.